You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. The 21st House District seat in the Newark area is completely up for grabs this year. The incumbent Republican House Minority Leader Mike Ramone is exiting to run for governor, and a pair of Democrats see an opportunity to flip the seat. Delaware Public Media's Rachel Sawicki talked to those Democrats to learn why they feel they can turn this seat blue.
Ramone has represented the 21st House District since 2009, but came close to losing the seat in each of the last three election cycles. In 2022, the race was so close that it required a recount, and Ramone won by just 35 votes. Frank Burns was the Democrat who forced that recount.
I'd spent the last 2 years going to his coffees, talking to people there after he left. There was a group of people, they actually had T-shirts, Democrats for Mike Ramone. And I would sit and chat, and when you're that close, peeling off a voter one at a time over a period of time actually works.
Burns filed just before the deadline in 2022, putting together a strong campaign that came up just short of unseating Ramone.
And I can understand it because we were starting late, and I have not been some sort of political operative in the state. I've worked with advocacy groups, but I haven't been, you know, running around trying to be Mr. Politician or anything. So I think a lot of people didn't really think I had a good chance. And so this time people realized differently. There was a lot more buy-in early on.
This time Burns announced his intent to run more than a year in advance. But that's not the only difference. He'll also need to survive a primary from one of his own former campaign staffers, Michael Alexander Smith. Not to be confused with current 22nd District GOP Rep Mike Smith, is a former legislative aide for State Representatives Medina Wilson-Anton and Stephanie Bolden. Smith says he has a lot of respect for Burns and that the two had a great rapport working on Burns' 2022 campaign.
And if he wins the primary, I'll be very happy to support him and I'll write him the check the next day. I will say that I think there's just a difference of priorities, right? There are some issues that I think are under-discussed down in Dover.
On most issues, Smith and Burns agree and would likely vote along Democratic Party lines for things like police reform, expanding voting rights, protecting access to abortion and gender-affirming care, and eliminating the death penalty. And they both agree on pursuing more environmental protections. Smith is executive director of the environmental nonprofit Powering Our Future. Under his leadership, the nonprofit has given out over 500 electric leaf blowers, 2,000 high-efficiency LED light bulbs, and dozens of electrification rebates. Smith supports legislative efforts by Representative Sophie Phillips to expand electric vehicle infrastructure and access and prevent invasive baitfish in Delaware waterways.
That's something that no one really thinks about because angling, fishing is not necessarily a discussed issue down in Dover unless we're talking about DENREC funding or permits or things of that nature. But we need to make sure that our waterways are biodiverse, make sure that they're healthy, make sure they're not polluted.
He adds work to replace lead pipes and remove lead from drinking water in schools is still ongoing and wants to see more preventative measures put in place to keep the water clean. Smith's nonprofit is also focused on keeping residents informed about air quality reports specific to their area, working with Newcastle County over a two-year period to increase the number of air quality monitors from 8 to 25.
And they are spread out across the county so the people can go to an app on their phone and they can see this is what the particulate matter pollution is in my neighborhood, because that's something that's incredibly important. You just don't need to know what's going on in Lummis Pond. You need to know what's going to happen in Pike Creek or what's happening in Claymont.
Burns grew up in Chicago in a family he describes as working poor. His college studies took him to Pennsylvania, where he ultimately earned a doctorate in biochemistry. He worked to help create DNA diagnostic kits and was among the first to bring them online for clinical use before working in environmental microbiology science and engineering for DuPont.
All of those projects sort of up and disappeared about the time Donald Trump got elected. So I saw the impact of politics on not only what the government did, but how private businesses were or were not taking on their responsibilities. That is what moved me from being sort of I'll donate to various things I believe in, and I think my contribution that I'm making to society is through my science and advancing things, to realizing the importance of more immediate political and policy changes.
Burns says he hears concerns from residents about whether state government will stand up and protect its residents.
People are more worried about, especially with our current Supreme Court, about things that we've always looked to the federal government to provide, whether it's the EPA and protection for the environment, rights to control your own body, LGBTQ things, all of those things now, we really need to have the state step up.
Burns says this means enshrining these protections in the state constitution. But to do so, Democrats need to pick up another House seat to have supermajorities in both chambers of the General Assembly. Smith agrees it's up to the state to protect rights and believes recent U.S. Supreme Court decisions striking down abortion rights, weakening the labor movement, and limiting executive branch agencies' ability to regulate the environment, public health, and other issues were incorrectly decided. In 2023, a Supreme Court ruling narrowed the scope of the Clean Water Act and the EPA's power to regulate waterways and wetlands. Burns says Senator Stephanie Hansen's bill creating a state non-title wetlands program is crucial and must pass next year. And beyond procuring offshore wind, Burns wants to see Delaware generate its own power rather than buying electricity and fossil fuels from out of state. Burns says he looks at things with a systems approach. He critiques the current committee structure in the state legislature, saying issues are too siloed. He points to housing, which he calls the root of many other social and economic issues, as a reason to break down those silos.
So I think housing is a key component because it underlies so many other issues that we have.
For example, he voices support for making accessory dwelling units easier to build and maintain, adding they solve multiple problems at once: housing, an aging population, and a dire need to cut down on fossil fuel use. Burns also argues housing plays a role in healthcare access issues, particularly in Sussex County, which is growing and aging.
You know, the staffing shortages are not just physicians. It's all up and down. And that's also in part tied into housing. Like, can people get a reasonable place to live at a reasonable price? And if they can't, then the chance that they're going to come and take a job here in Delaware is not good.
One of the legislature's major challenges next session will be addressing the state's education funding structure, the result of a settlement of a 2020 funding equity lawsuit. Burns sees housing connected to that issue, too.
And how that funding happens, I would like to see it more statewide rather than local. I think one of the underlying things that people miss is that students in some of the schools are very transient.
Smith is a substitute teacher in the Red Clay School District and says he sees how students' personal lives affect their performance at school. He says they need more resources for students that work jobs after school or are commuting up to an hour to get to school.
It's not just about your kids. It's about our workforce. It is about the people you see on the roads. It's about the people that you see in work. It's about having an educated community. And that's something I would really love to see, whether it be tinkering with funding, whether it be trying to put more resources into our teachers' pockets, trying to put more resources into apprenticeships and trade programs. There's a lot of things we can do.
But the issue Smith says has motivated him for nearly half of his life is road safety. And he believes it's often overlooked in the legislature.
Unfortunately, we're losing, roughly the same order of magnitude of Delawareans every year from accidents on our roads, as we're losing from overdoses, as we're losing from gun violence. This is a sneaky issue that isn't necessarily partisan, which is good because that means that we can pass bills.
Smith says he'll advocate for better transportation practices and services overall, too, like expanding accessibility and frequency for public transportation and adding more bike lanes and safe pedestrian crosswalks to roadways statewide. Smith is endorsed by Delaware Building Trades and the Delaware Pride Caucus. He says he brings legislative experience to the race, but also experience in education, the environment, and working with nonprofits.
If you end up winning, also going down Dover and not just being a vote for this or that, but for being someone who can propose legislation, who can work. That's what 80% of the job is. It's not just about going and voting at 2 p.m. on a Wednesday. It's about going to actually work on legislation.
Burns is endorsed by the Working Families Party of Delaware and Democratic State Senator Laura Sturgeon. He feels he can relate to independent and middle-of-the-road voters.
And I'm not a creature of the party. I've been an activist and everything, but I'm not, always been a party person. So I actually think I have a better appeal in the district.
This is a key race for Democrats. If they win this seat and the party holds all of its current House seats, Democrats would have supermajorities in the House and Senate. And registration numbers indicate it can happen. The House 21st has just over 8,000 registered Democrats and just under 5,000 Republicans, with about 5,900 independent or registered in other parties. Rachel Sawicki, Delaware Public Media.
Thanks, Rachel. The winner of this primary will face Republican Brenda Minella in November's general election in House District 21. Up next, how work being done at the University of Delaware's Active Lab is helping older adults get more physically active. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.